What's up, dudes? How's it going out? What is the? Oh, it's probably Zoom.
Why did you Zoom it?
Oh, that's the wrong way.
That's the wrong way.
There we go. I didn't Zoom nothing.
What are you Zooming for?
I have no... You gotta explain to me how it's even possible that the camera could not move its position, but somehow the Zoom knob gets bumped.
No, you Zoomed that on purpose.
I did not! Why would I do that? So everyone can stand and get a good shot of my man boobs at the start of the show? That's what I want?
Man, let's take the haircut off. Why do you do that every time, man? I didn't get a haircut. The reason I didn't is why there's a beanie on my head. It's very out of control.
You can't even see the beanie.
I know. Contrast is really
You've been
bad.
Wearing that beanie to do shows.
This is my favorite beanie.
For like 5 years.
Not 5 years.
I have photos of you doing Seth and Colby in the duo studio wearing that beanie. I do.
Well, yeah, that was 4 years ago. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, this beanie's a little old, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Still, it's my favorite beanie.
It's your favorite beanie?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks...
Sorry, let me get the Hysteria brand.
Yeah, let's make sure you rep the brand, dude. We don't want people to miss out on that brand that doesn't exist. Yeah, I know, Menace. It's an invisible beanie. Now people can see it. There's also a lens flare. Do you see that? Move your head a little bit this way. Like, you see that lens flare on your head?
Yeah.
Like, my high-tech plastic up there on that lamp is specifically there to get rid of that lens flare.
Yeah, it doesn't do that because
it's clearly not doing it.
It's a piece of plastic, bro.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna try to fix it. Put your head over the lens flare and then tell me when it's fixed, man. Okay, here we go. Is it going away?
Not at all. No. Nope.
Okay, so why did it stop working, man?
Ow.
Why did it stop working?
It probably has always been there.
No.
You go back and look through our show, it's always been there.
I would not have put the plastic up there on the thing.
It's always been there.
I wouldn't have put the plastic on the thing had the lens flare
been
fixed. No, it was completely invisible.
Nah.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. I think we might be using too much download speed. Usually it's the opposite.
Huh?
Like, right now I see the playback over here stutter. My phone won't load it. And, like, I'd never see the playback on here stutter. It's probably the fact that Chris is in the bedroom watching Netflix. Aaron's out watching YouTube. He's playing Fortnite. I've got two Twitch streams downloading.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the upload looks fine, so we're good.
That's all that matters, man.
We just can't watch ourselves
tonight. That's all that matters. When do we ever?
Never. I like to see my arm move down there just so I make sure, you know, it's live. But
oh, okay.
That's about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Literally see what? Just the bottom bar and the bottom inch of our video.
Yeah.
It's pretty embarrassing, actually. Mm-hmm. But
you
hey.
Have it on your phone, too, man. You can see it.
I do. How you doing,
watch
man?
It. I'm great.
Are you great?
No, I'm not, actually.
I was going to say, you're never great.
My
so.
Body hurts.
How's your back? How's your neck?
Fucking.
The other two things?
Ah, it's better than it was like earlier today.
Okay.
But it's, well.
I mean, this is another one of those weeks where like I haven't talked to you at all since the last show.
I know, right?
Like it's weird.
It's
like,
felt forever.
I mean, usually we don't talk a lot in between shows, but usually we say something.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no contact. What's like the first, when you came into my chat today, it said boobs. That was the first time I had heard anything that you had to say since Sunday at the end of the show, man.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
That was it, and I didn't know why you said boobs, and then I felt really dumb when I figured it out.
Yeah, you were real dumb for not getting that.
Yeah. How long,
I was wondering, I was like, is that what that is?
How long were you in chat?
Oh, I was watching a lot
today.
Yeah.
So
I was lurking for a hard, long time.
So you were literally sitting at your desk cringing at the fact that I didn't know what was going on?
Also, when you were doing that fucking puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
For the
pieces,
jewelry box.
Because your design mind saw it like immediately.
I was like, okay, the little cross piece right in the middle, that's clearly the middle. So just put it in the middle, figure out the rest.
Dude, it didn't make sense.
And then you had it rotated, and then you rotated it too much, then you came back, and then you finally got it. Ugh. I was at my desk being just like,
sorry, man.
Move!
I'm sorry. I'm not good at puzzles, man. I'm not good at Chub Boy Skinny Pennels says Jewoods.
That's penis.
No, that's clearly an L.
That's clearly a capital I.
It's pen little small. And then Jewoods.
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 Uh-huh.
I think that's what's happening, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Yeah, well, that game's over. It scared me 50 times. But we got another scary game tonight. I've heard there are two sides to this. We're playing Alien Isolation tonight.
Yeah, we are.
And I either hear...
Oh, I can't fucking wait to be scared. I'm hooked now, man.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm hooked.
And after the show last Thursday, all you could do was talk about how horrible these scary games were.
Now they're the best.
Okay. So they're not
Make
for
me. Feel alive.
I'm glad they're ending. I'm glad this is the last one.
No, we could do one more. I saw Taylor's comment in Discord. We can do one more.
Oh, so you're going to give up your right to pick?
Yeah, sure.
We're not doing one more. That'll be November 1st.
I'm
going to
pick Outlast 2.
Don't do that.
I'm going to pick Outlast 2.
Please don't do that.
I'm doing that, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
You're not really going to do it. I'm not worried.
Well, I can't.
You're going to pick Black Ops 4. 100%.
No, I can wait another month to play that. I'll play Red Dead, honestly.
No, man, I'm going to play that tomorrow.
Britt
I'm excited.
Saw the commercial for that. She was like, get that game.
The game, I'm worried about Red Dead. Okay, hold on. First of all, let me talk about Alien, because we started that and then we didn't finish it.
Well, sorry I interrupted you.
Alien, I've either heard that it's horrifying or that it's not scary at all because it's boring.
Yeah.
Because the alien's random. Like, he just runs around the ship, and he might get you, and he might not. So there's a chance that, like, we could go the entire 2 hours of playing and not see one alien.
That sounds terrible.
Or we could see him 10 times.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go. Now,
the first time is going to be terrible.
Anytime it happens,
second
it's going to be horrible.
Second time, it's going to be eh. Third time, it's going to be all right.
No,
fourth
I don't
time,
think so.
It's going to be like, I don't give a shit.
It depends on what, like, you... I don't know enough about the game.
I can't wait.
Do you know anything about the game?
No, I have no idea.
Like, what happens if the alien grabs us? Do we run away or do we just die?
I don't know, man.
Because if we're really getting grabbed
Typically,
by the xenomorph,
we should probably die.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that would make sense.
So, like, if you're getting killed and you just die, I feel like that will be, like you said, second time, not a scary, third time, less scary, so on and so forth. But if you have to run away,
yeah,
that's going to be, I think, scary every time.
The running away part is definitely not great.
Because I feel like you're going to get put in scenarios where running away is not really doable, and that's when the alien's going to come get you.
That was the downside of Outlast.
Right.
It's because, like, you could see the scary thing. It's right in front of you. It's your job to get away from
right,
it.
Right, right. We spent 20 minutes of that game sitting in lockers or under beds,
man,
or anything else. So
fuck those people.
Now, Red Dead is getting 10 out of 10s everywhere. From everyone, and I don't know, dude.
Uh-oh. What?
I am worried it's going to be too realistic. Like,
huh?
All I've seen online, and I'm trying to stay very spoiler-free, so, like, literally, I know basically nothing about the story. I know very little about the world.
Oh, so this you want to be spoiler-free for, huh?
Well, no.
You don't like spoilers for this.
I just,
but
no.
You do just ruin Star Wars.
No.
Ruin Game of
There's
Thrones.
There's the difference.
Ruin Marvel movies. You don't just don't. Just burn it all down except Red Dead. That's where you draw the line.
People don't want me to be spoiled.
You're a big old pile of shit.
If this wasn't
you're
my
the
job.
Biggest.
To be surprised,
whorehouse,
and entertain these
I've
people.
I've ever seen.
Then
yeah,
I
you're
would...
whoring yourself out.
Yes,
for spoilers.
Yes,
for the fans.
I'm an online male entertainer.
Worst.
That's what I do.
That's the worst.
What do you mean?
Just sell out. You're a sellout.
That's fine.
You're
yes,
a big old sellout.
It's my job. I'm selling out.
You should feel shame.
Really?
You're just gonna, like you felt
you
shame.
You know what? Then you're going to dance
just
tonight.
Just like you felt shame. I'm prepared for it. And I told Britt, I was like, I'm probably going to have to do it tonight.
You're going to have to do it. Did you see you got shamed hard on the Discord?
No.
Taylor was like, I can't believe Colby didn't dance. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam came here to defense and is like, Colby just tells it how it is. And I'm like, Colby tells it how it is unless he backs out, whines, and lies about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to stab
And then there was no response after
oh,
that. And I'm like,
stab
huh? I wonder if people thought that was too mean to Colby. But it's true, though. I mean, you are the one who said I'll dance for $20, and then you got $20, and then your face.
I never said how many times.
You said, I think every donation.
No, I don't
See,
think
so. This is the perfect example.
I don't know.
Like, both of
Can
us.
Can you remember?
No.
I can't remember.
And you know I can't remember, so there's no way for either of us to prove that it did or did not happen. No. At this point, if you're like, I never said I'd dance, I might be like, 10% chance he might be right. You know, and as time goes on,
that one's
it'll
a little
increase
more hard,
that chance
hardwired,
that it may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Red Dead?
I can't
yeah,
dance
so no
tonight.
Spoilers.
It's too hot in here.
It is hot. It is hot. I'll give you that. But then on Sunday, you're going to be too hungover, and then we're going to push it into the Christmas season.
Yep.
All right. It is hot. I will give him that. I will give him that. So.
Menace, I'll give you anything else right now.
Oh, anything?
Careful. I mean, to an extent.
Careful. Anything?
Anything.
Anything.
Asterisk, to an extent.
Okay, so Red Dead, I think, is too realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like they want me to literally be the cowboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the point.
Is it? Is it the point?
Yep.
I don't, like, down to the point where, like, I have to shave or I get a beard. I can't eat too much or I get fat. Yep. I can only put one animal on the back of my horse. And I have to... And
depending
I,
on the animal.
Like, and I have to take the animal to the camp to feed the people at the camp. Like, I'm literally cosplaying my job as a cowboy.
Yeah, that's the point of the
I
game.
I don't know if I want to be that involved.
Why not?
Because if they want
don't you
me...
Wish, don't you wish Grand Theft Auto was that involved?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Yes, but here's the difference.
What?
In Red Dead, or let's put it this way, in a game where it's going to make me roleplay... Where I am the character.
Yep.
It's down to the extent where, like, if I spend too much time on the trail, I gotta poop. Okay? Which is probably not in the game, but it might be. I'm not sure.
Can't how you realistic have sex it. With a gay cowboy somewhere?
I hope.
I think I saw a headline about that.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That might have been The Onion. I can't remember.
It's who knows? Half the internet anywho. Is The Onion now. Yeah, it's hard to know anything. But anyway, I'm gonna put my personality in the decisions that are made when it's that realistic. Like, when I'm playing Franklin, you know, a kid from the ghetto of L.A. who drives fast cars, that ain't me. I can't relate to that at all. No. Okay, that's actually might be the literal opposite of me.
Yeah.
Okay? I can't relate to that. Now, when they make kind of like a blanket character who's just a blank slate for me to put myself into, like this character, but then they're going to put me in a bank robbery situation... I don't want to be in a bank robbery situation.
You're
man.
Not him, man.
They want me to be him, man.
Yeah.
I feel
this
like
this is where you unleash your killer.
I don't want to be
you
a killer.
You gotta unleash your killer
here, look,
side,
I'll show
man.
You this. I'll show you this video. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it.
All I know is there's animals that you could shoot and hunt.
Yeah, look at this.
That's all I know.
That's what a video I'm gonna pull up here. Look at this. Okay.
Do you skin the animals?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Hold on. There's a lot of memes on here, and I can't click, like, the things that are, like, super story spoiler. I think this is it. I think this is it right here. Let me see. Is this the video? Yeah, okay, look at this. I don't know if I can do this, man. Okay, and I'm going to have to because it's the Wild West, okay? It's a different time, all right? This is a gameplay video. It's no spoilers. No spoilers. Reddit's video player sucks. There we go.
Yes, it does.
Look at this.
Oh, man, it just gets
this
me.
This is not appropriate Rock time hard. To resub right now, okay? Not an appropriate time to resub.
Taylor, good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Taylor.
Good. Name our child. Philippine.
Was not expecting an Asian country.
Philippine or Philippian, one of the two.
So it's either a Bible verse, a book of the Bible, or it's a country in the
Dude,
South
biblical
Pacific.
Biblical names are rock solid.
Yeah, man.
They're rock hard.
Biblical names are real hard right now. Taylor, thank you for 9 months of,
thank
in a row
you.
Of subs and 10 years in a row of support.
Also, you're the woman in the situation, so you do have a say in the name if
no.
you got anything better
no,
than
she's the woman. Okay. What are you talking about?
Sexist out of nowhere there, man. That's my job. I'm Chuck Hardwood.
Oh, sorry.
Over here.
I didn't mean to steal your
you
bit.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your bit.
That's a microaggression, bro.
Hey, can we watch this?
Yes, watch
video?
The video.
Okay, we're watching this horrible video.
So you already shot a doe.
Yes.
And now you have to kill it.
Do you hear it? You see it up there, writhing in pain and screaming?
Yeah, man, that's how you hunt.
I don't want this.
This is hunting.
Look at it trying to get away with this fear in its eyes as I approach.
Why?
Look at it. Look at me, man.
Why
it's
is
like,
it still
oh,
crouched,
please,
man.
Please don't kill me. Please. I don't want that in my life, okay? That is not something I need.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been hunting either, so.
Yeah, and Taylor's like, put it out of its misery.
But yeah, right.
But we caused the misery. And that's the point. It's too real. Yeah. It's too real, man.
Like, I'll beat a possum to death, but like a
possum,
deer.
Of course.
Like a deer.
Well, like
I try to nurse that bitch back.
Here's another example. We'll just keep going. The animal.
There's not a nurse back to health option in that fucking.
Well,
game.
No, because we gotta kill it to eat, brother.
I could live off beans and berries.
Okay, look, here's another one here. Okay, this is us already killed a rabbit. Okay, an animal that's not writhing in pain this time, but you know we gotta take its pelt to make hats and stuff. So you know just.
Oh. That's not how that works.
That's how it works.
No.
All of the comments are like, that's pretty much how it works.
No.
You slit it, and then you just rip it right off, man.
I mean, yeah, but not
see,
that quick.
Perfect 10 out of 10 skidding, see? And Taylor knows. She's from Yee Yee Land.
Yee Yee?
Yeah, the Yee Yees. The land of the Yee Yees, man. I don't think I can do that.
You ready for that, man?
No.
You got to do that tomorrow.
I don't think I could be a vegetarian hunter, though, right?
I'm sure you could. Why can't you?
Maybe. I mean, what animals can I kill that I won't feel bad for?
Dude, like a mountain lion?
No. Well.
A bear?
No, definitely not a bear.
A moose?
Definitely not a moose, no.
How about all a the skunk?
Skunks? Skunk might be able to be killed. I could probably
toads? Possum?
You're just reading the wildlife post over there now. That's all you're doing.
That was a great source of animals.
I mean, but look at that possum with all its babies, dude.
Okay, if it had babies, I'd leave it alone.
Everything has a family, man.
Well, you don't need to know about it.
I know about it now. I'm going to look at
that
poster.
How about snakes? You can eat snakes.
This poster was invisible to me every day when I streamed, and now I'm going to be staring at it as I skin animals in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh,
I'm going to be staring at the possum family as I murder people.
You're welcome, friend.
I don't want
to. Dude, snakes. One, you can eat snakes. Two, they're evil.
I'd eat snakes,
They're seeds
dead.
From the devil.
I think killing the animal has to do with its cuteness level more than it does, like... anything else?
I'd never touch a raccoon, man. Those things are...
Yeah, right? Nice. Like, could you... But there's raccoons in Red Dead 1.
I ain't killing no raccoon.
I'm gonna have to for a quest. You know there's gonna be a quest where it's like,
no.
We need 5 raccoon pelts to sew up our tent.
Honest to God, I'd kill a rabbit, too. I don't give a shit about rabbits.
They're so cute, though, man.
Yeah, they're not the cutest, though.
I think I will be okay killing an animal that I can kill in one hit. Like... Because I could get a rabbit in one hit, he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to feel a little bad, but, you know, that's food chain. I got to live. I got to eat. You know? And people, all the hunters will come into chat and be like, dude, deer are pests, you know?
Yeah.
They're like the rats of the forest. They're overpopulated, you know? They're going to get killed by wolves anyway. Like, one of the Reddit comments in that deer thread was like, you know, I like to think of wild... Like, I'm a hunter, and this is horrible. It's always going to mess you up, but I like to think about animals like they live their best lives for, like, their entire lives. They're outdoors. They're having a good time. They're with their families. They're eating all the vegetation they can, but their lives come to a brutal end, but everything else was great. You know, and I'm just like...
I mean, honestly, that's a great... They don't have to work. They don't have to suffer heartbreak.
I know, yeah. I mean, they do better than us, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Except that I also follow, like, Nature is Metal on Reddit, and I just see, like, antelopes walking around with their stomachs hanging out because they got in a fight over some woman and the superior antelope gutted them.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, dude.
That
is a messed up subreddit.
That's not what that Reddit is. No.
Yeah.
No.
You're thinking of Nature is Lit. I'm talking about Nature's Metal.
Okay, Menace, I killed the squirrel.
You did kill that squirrel. That's true.
I hit a deer.
And technically, the deer did kill him.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But that's honestly a point in the win column
also,
for deer being safe.
Virtual animals, you ain't killing shit.
But that, I know that, but why do they have to make it so real? Like, they obviously do that to trigger some type of guttural reaction. Like, that's so real that I feel like Rockstar actually killed a deer and then put it in a mocap suit real quick just so they could watch it die. Like, there's some poor engineer at Rockstar right now just watching animal torture porn, making sure that the animal's dying as accurate as can
just
be.
Just watching hunting, man. People have to end the lives of a lot of deer.
They don't have to.
Because deer... Well, no, but when they shoot them, they don't always die immediately.
Well,
and
they
so,
should.
Rather than hearing, home for 2 hours.
It's just so sad.
You just stab it in the heart and let it just pass into its next life,
yes,
of becoming a tree.
Taylor, I want to sit in the wigwam and wait for all the men to come home and feed me. That's my role in all of this. But Arthur Morgan, the leader of Red Dead 2,
I'm pretty sure
can't
the women are
wigwam.
Also the ones who skin the animal, too. So you got
to
deal
with it. Fine
with
that. I didn't kill it. You know, I'm just making sure it doesn't go to waste. Okay. It's already dead.
Well, then I will much rather take the job of just shooting it and making it sure it's dead.
I don't think so, man.
Bringing it back to you all bloody and furry
now,
and then
fishing,
having you take that
now,
off.
Now fishing, I'm looking forward to.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you can be a pescatarian.
Apparently there's over like 50 types of fish.
That's
in the game.
That's what that is, right?
Yeah.
Pescatarian?
Presbyterian?
Presbyterian? That's a church.
I don't know, man.
That's a church.
I don't know.
Pescatarian is somebody who only eats fish.
Episcopalian? Also
no,
a church.
No, that's a church.
Also a church. Why are there so many churches?
There's a lot of piss
Ethiopian?
Shit. That's a race of people.
Okay, all right.
It's
well,
country.
I'm just not
Origin
sure.
Of people.
It, we'll never figure it out. There's no way to know for certain what it is, so...
I think I'm right, though.
Yeah, I think
you
right.
said too many pest words. Now I don't know.
Pastoral. I'm not sure, dude. I'm not sure. Why are they all religious? Like, if you're like, you know, my top five favorite religions are evangelical, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Presbyterian. Like, if you could just throw it in there, and people would probably be like, "Yeah, I agree."
Pescatarian.
You know, and they'd just be like, "All right, yeah,
yes,
yeah." You know, we worship the Almighty.
Do you ever see Tag? I'm pretty sure that's a joke in Tag.
That is a joke in Tag.
Yeah, they're like, is it Presbyterian
We're
or
just stealing an entire thing
it's
from Tag right now.
Yeah, we are. Well, that was my fault. I brought it up. Whose drink is this? Why is it on the ground?
That is probably Chris's drink from the last time she was in here.
Do I get to throw it at her
she's
now?
She's a slob,
because
dude.
She's a slob?
She is a slob. I
almost kicked that open.
I actually pick up a lot of her stuff all the
good
time in here.
Lord.
Like, she'll leave here and there's just glasses everywhere.
Fucking
bend
pig
and
sty.
Up. You harlot. Like, that's all I want, but no, it's not. It's not how it works.
Man. That's not how that works.
She's got boobs, so I allow it to
happen. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we're all guilty of it.
Boing, boing.
Yep, exactly. You were watching the stream today.
Yes,
you
I
were.
Was.
You were indeed. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that Red Dead stuff. Like, I don't know, man. What if it changes me? Like, what after I play this game, I realize
you wanna hunt?
That my calling is to be a cowboy.
Yeah, you want to hunt.
Like, is there any chance it's so realistic that I realize I'm really good
Dude,
at being
be
an outdoorsman?
You can just take a one-way plane ticket to, like, the middle of Africa.
Just never see me again.
And then just
I don't want to go to Africa. Why Africa? Wait, what? Well, hold on. Africa?
Yeah.
There's nothing about Africa in here. How
There's
about
like
Montana?
No rule. No.
Yeah,
there's still the
Idaho.
Rule of the federal government there. You still
no,
gotta pay taxes.
I could absolutely shoot someone in the face in Idaho, and no one like. Let's look at a map, dude.
Well, I mean, there's not that many people to shoot in Idaho.
Well, I don't need to shoot
Montana.
That many people.
So they're gonna notice if one goes missing.
No, I don't think they will. They'll just assume he wandered off into the woods.
No,
man.
You will get caught and prosecuted
okay, see,
under the full
like,
extent of the law of the federal U.S. government.
Okay, like.
You gotta go to Africa where there is no rule of law.
You're telling me, like, right up here? Like, right here in this whole place, ain't no one.
I don't think you can live in there because it's a national forest.
You can live in a national forest. Who's gonna find me?
The park rangers?
There's no park rangers there. There's no park rangers there. Let's go to the satellite
view. You don't know that.
Let's see how thick it is. Look at that. Ain't no one gonna find me. If I put my house. Like, look, Silvertip Cabin right there. Someone's already got it in there. It's a bed and breakfast. Okay, this is a bad area.
Yeah, man.
Let's zoom out. Let's find
it's
another remote area.
There's no remote areas anymore,
what about,
man.
What about,
we
like...
We live in the U.S. of A.
My God,
we're
look at all these
We're populated to shit, man.
Look at all these cities
yes.
up here.
Yes. There is no little forest that you can travel to.
Dude, we need a new place.
We need a Westworld. That's what we fucking need.
We do. We do. There's too many places.
Go to Mexico. They're taking people nowadays.
Just hide in plain sight, NYC. Yeah, but you can't murder people in NYC. They'll find you.
Not if you live in the...
How do they do that? It's just too
sewers.
Many people, man.
Yeah, man.
It's too many people in NYC.
There's cameras everywhere.
Like, is that how serial killers get away with it for so long? Because they just murder random people?
Yeah.
Like, if I was in New York City, and I drove... 3 miles across Manhattan and went to the 34th floor and just shot a grandma in the face and then went back home. Like, they would never find me, right?
I think that's why BTK took so long to get found, was because he was very random.
Right.
Some serial killers have, like, a M.O.
Right.
But, yeah, some are just random, and those are the hard ones, I feel like.
Just
why I know so much. You don't need.
Like
to,
if I just leave my house with no idea who I'm gonna kill, but knowing I'm gonna kill somebody, and just pick a like set a timer, you know, and just drive for 30
minutes. Make sure you
don't
leave any DNA. You're good.
Right.
You're not on camera. You don't leave DNA. You're fine.
Yeah. All right, this is not an appropriate conversation.
Don't
anymore.
Murder people.
Don't do that.
It's really against the laws of humanity.
Yeah. Your crimes might get mixed with someone else's. Yeah, dude. What if we kill somebody at a murder? That's like, what if we see a murder going down? We're like, hey, can I get on this? You know? You'd never get caught.
Can I shoot you? All right, perfect.
No, we don't shoot the murderer because then he'll shoot us.
Well, this seems like
murdered.
A murder situation we've got going on here. This man who is also murdered this man who was murdered by the man who just got murdered.
I guarantee you there's not an episode of CSI like that.
I don't think so.
No, we should write it.
I don't know.
We should create a new show called Try Murder. It's just all about murdering murderers who murder. And catching the murderers who murdered.
No,
that could be the title.
Try murder.
This is the true life story of murderers who murder and their murderers who murdered them.
Perfect, right?
It's gotta be
a thing now.
We have probably 10 cases to pick.
And I guarantee you that if someone steals that idea now, I know they took it from us.
Yep.
If we see Nathan Dexter, wait, does Dexter murder murderers?
Yes, he does.
But the show isn't about catching Dexter.
Yeah, I mean, parts of it is, yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
Because they find where he ditches all the bodies, and then they're looking for his murder, but they don't know it's him, but they call him a murderer. That is exactly Dexter.
So
Taylor.
We just invented.
So right.
So just what we've done on the show tonight, I just want to make sure is we've stolen a joke from Tag.
Yep.
And we stole the plot from Dexter.
Yep.
However, just for the record, Sahara Money Drop still completely untaken. Still can make that happen.
I mean, part of it's from the movie Sahara, but I mean,
is it?
Some of it's not.
No. Well, the fact that there's a desert. Okay, they don't have dibs. They don't have dibs on the whole
desert.
They
kind of do. The movie's called Sahara.
Well, then I'm going to make a movie called Earth, and then every time Martin Scorsese makes a movie, I'm going to sue him. All right? How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way to do
Let's
it.
Let's pick a planet there's never been a movie on.
You missed the opportunity because, like, Planet Earth, that series got you.
We're going to have to do it. Well, Moon's a movie.
Yeah. Mars.
Mars
movie.
Is a movie.
Jupiter. Nobody's got shit on Jupiter
Let's do
yet.
Neptune, dude.
Neptune. Uranus.
No, people will make too much fun of it.
Right? Like, it's either your anus.
Right.
You got anus in there, or urine.
Yeah. Like, I never understood that. People are like, don't say Uranus. All right, it's Uranus. And I'm like, really? So pee's better?
Yeah, pee or shit. It's you pick.
Just no way,
That's
right.
apparently the shit planet, man. Nobody needs to.
Korkov cheers five and says Uranus.
Uranus!
Or Uranus. I'm not totally sure.
It was Uranus. Uranus.
There's no good way to say that word.
No.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now in chat.
Uranus.
That sounds like a Jay-Z song.
Yeah, it is. Uranus. Uranus.
Yo. That was our Jay-Z impression.
I might have drank some of this whiskey.
What
do
you think,
fast,
man?
Man?
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep drinking.
A little bit.
Keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
I'm good.
What's the worst that could happen?
It's hot up in this bitch,
it is,
though.
Dude. I mean, I give you in the fan, man.
I know.
And the window's open.
Mm-hmm.
Is this part of the infamous Colby rap?
No, it's worse. Well, this is better than the rap.
So Colby said, as many of you know, recurring story on here is that I've asked Colby many times to go and find old clips, videos, and photos of me from his archive so we could use it in the intro that I haven't worked on for 3 weeks. And he told me before the show today that he had done that, but he only found three things. What three things did you find, just out of curiosity? Anything that you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, did you find the Can My Voice Get Any Higher clip?
No.
Okay, so where's it at?
I found vines from that night.
Okay.
But I didn't find that specific one. I'm very confused.
I don't
about
understand
that.
It.
So, yeah, I got two vines from that weekend trip, I feel like.
Okay.
And then I have the pool video of you, me, and Lucas fighting each other in the pool.
Wait, Lucas was there?
Lucas was there for one of them.
That one never saw the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I got all the stuff from Duo's Facebook. You know?
Yeah.
I went back in my iPhoto. There's a bunch of stuff in there.
I need to look because, like, my GoPro.
But it's just so much of you.
I have no idea where the GoPro is.
Like, there's not any of me. You know?
Yeah.
It's just all you.
Like, the two of the ones I found are of you.
I think, dude, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I think we're going to have to get together on a day, and we're going to have to do this together.
Oh, man.
Like, because I can't see it in my brain as a collage.
Uh-huh.
So I need you to do the editing.
Okay.
And I'll do the writing. We need to actually collaborate like we used to. I don't think we can remote work this one. You back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know when we can do that, but we should do that sometime.
We should do it whenever, man.
All right, let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, we're going out with the douchebags.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I can't really do it tomorrow.
Saturday, however, we're not doing anything.
With the douchebags. You just group a whole bunch of people.
A lot of them into one turn.
You've had too much whiskey. You're now just blanket insulting. It's barely even halfway into the show. Like, this is the front part of the show.
This is the 30-minute mark.
Yeah, you're... Okay.
Well, I haven't drank in, like, 2 days, man.
Yeah, man, it's rough. I know. Getting the shakes, like...
My hand is steady as hell.
I don't know if it's me living behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of the fact that... Colby will probably attest to this.
I'm more photogenic.
Well, that is very true. But I'm also always working. So, like, I can't do that thing where, like, hey, let's just sit and have fun and not think about work. Because so much of my life has been this.
We sit
as my
and
work.
Just relax.
We
and
do.
Game
now we
a
do.
Lot.
Mostly
yeah.
because I get this out now.
Okay.
But back in the day when I had actual job and we only had 3 hours on the air every week and that was it.
Yeah.
Every time we hung out, camera. Mm-hmm. Because I'm filming our shenanigans for extra content. You know?
I specifically remember like a Final Friday when we had the flip camera out.
See, I didn't remember. I don't remember that.
I remember that.
I remember we have like actual photos.
No,
but see, the problem is all my photos include everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like you and there's like
old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people from past lives that we no longer talk about. And, like, I don't want to, like, put them in there and then you blur their face like it's some type of
making a
murderer
story.
No, I have video
from your baby shower, and that was fun to rewatch because it was real boring.
Oh, dude, I bet.
It was real boring.
I bet. I mean, that's 10 years old. Yeah. I have photos from that, but again, I'm not going to put up a photo of a baby shower in our new intro because, like, I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know.
We just never took any video during an episode or anything.
Oh, I have videos of all.
I mean, we have the one camera angle of the recording of it.
Yes,
but nothing like
that one where I pushed Matthew over.
Nothing.
Have you seen that video recently?
No,
dude,
I have not.
It's worth showing to our audience. It's a great video. Let me just pull that up, just for fun.
Taylor, were you watching during this point in time? Do you remember when we made Matthew force feed, or we force fed
Matthew? I have the Sobe episode too, but that's not the one I'm about to show.
Cocaine. Do you remember that one?
Just randomly, this episode right here. Look at this.
This is on our Facebook.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This is a good one, dude.
Yeah, watch this.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
So you're a deep voice this entire time.
Oh, my God.
You pushed him right over,
dude. He's raping Matthew right now. He's trying to search for the phone. He's raping Matthew.
Lots of rape.
Useless.
It's 2008, people. It's a different time.
Different time, guys.
Not doing anything. Matthew's
I'm just kicking him.
He said this killing Matthew. Oh, now he's crushing him. He's crushing Matthew.
He's using Matthew as a trampoline.
He was, yes.
Cole, your voice has changed so much since then. So
dude, amazing. Man. Did I just create Tony P's signature
you
like
might
rap
have,
style?
Still, yeah.
Did you just hear that?
I want this part of the video. Right here where I push. I want this.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Right here.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, the best part of it is, like,
God.
Like he's in his military combat boots, but he's wearing all black wizard robes. Like, what is he doing in this scenario? And look at him fall out of his chair.
No. Side note, I want to know who your two friend requests are, bro. Who wants to friend you on Facebook?
Dude, every time.
Are you Blaze Champion?
Oh, yeah. So it's Bird Law and ZFM12.
Oh, okay.
Who wants to be friends with Blaze Champion?
Friend them, man.
Why?
I don't know. They give me an exclusive club. You could show them this clip of me telling you to do it and thank me for you doing it.
I'm not going to add them as friends.
I'm doing it.
No, don't you add... No.
I'm doing it.
Gone.
Ah, you bitch.
It's gone.
Guy, you bitch.
It's gone.
I can easily click Facebook.
I can do this all night, though. That's the thing. Just control.
Oh, just wait until I go to the game mode, bitch. Oh, I have control.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You'll forget.
I probably
100%.
Will.
You've had too much whiskey to remember.
Shut up.
But yeah, I want all those things. I want that to be a gym, just be pushing Matthew over.
That was pretty fun.
But yeah, I did. I pour Sobe in his ear. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, maybe you go to my ear. Yeah, there's also the video of us shooting him with BB guns.
Which one was the one that ruined his shirt? Was that
was the Sobe episode.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, right. I the clip that I'm using in our intro is from that episode. Mm-hmm. So as I was scrubbing through it, I happened to see the Sobe. The problem is it happens all off camera. Just like that mostly happens all off camera. There's just... Because we had that one.
You gotta take
angle.
Clips from the Seth Colby commercial on Twilight, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and well, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we need to get together and collaborate. Because I also have all of these, like, cover arts to use. Like, I have so much material... But I need your creative mind to be like, here's what we can do with this stuff. And then I can kind of write a script. Because I think the setup is good, you know, where we do like the clips from the show and then Charles breaks in. He's like, hey, I'm going to narrate this. How dare I not get invited? I like that setup because then we could just show like a Ken Burns documentary, a history mm-hmm. of the show, behind the scenes stuff that people haven't seen. Because like the whole idea is that people could watch it 50 times and maybe catch something that they hadn't seen before, you know, because there's lots of videos and photos going on, you know. Yeah. So that's the idea. And then like the last minute and a half is like our intro now. It literally could be the same intro for all I care, just with a little bit different verbiage about the news and the politics. Instead, it's just about these idiots speak for 2 hours. Like that's what I think.
That is hard, man. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yes.
Power to you, man.
Yes, Taylor, hip hop dance.
Man, power to you. What?
Keep drinking. Just swallow
it up. Hip-hop dance?
Yeah, that's our tags right there. Pop culture, news, politics, educational, and hip-hop dance. Those describe our show, right?
What news and politics are we talking about right now?
Trump's in office, and the elections are next month. There. Covered both politics and news at the same time.
Are you going to vote?
No, I'm not registered to vote.
No, right.
It's Kansas.
I'm registered.
I did read an article the other day that's like, who's running against Chris Kobach for governor?
Oh, the Democrat.
Well, yes, but what's his name? Yes, I knew that. We don't know.
It was the one on the fucking Cards Against Humanity thing.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I don't either. I ain't voting for him.
Are you voting for Kobach?
Dude, I'm voting for Kobach.
If you vote for Kobach, our friendship's over.
Well, then.
Don't vote for Kobach.
Hasta luego.
Don't do it. He's going to shut down schools, man.
That's fine.
No, it's
I
not.
I ain't in school anymore.
That's my income. If Chris gets laid off and you vote for Kobach, I'm going to come live with you. Me, Chris, my son, and all of this is coming to your place.
All of this. All
right? And I ain't paying for jack. And I got lots of bills. You're going to need to pick up a second job for this, honey.
Just because I vote one way
yes,
or the other,
because
you're
you
not
vote
doing
for
this.
School Hitler.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Don't you vote
all right,
for him.
Now, one question I do have on politics
yeah.
is like, what does a. Kobach is who? The governor?
He's running for governor.
Yeah. What does the state governor have to do with Congress in any way?
It doesn't, I don't think.
Okay.
He has to do with our local government.
Right. That's what I thought.
Like what gets funding mm-hmm. and what doesn't. Jeff Coyler. No. No. It's not Laura Kelly, right?
No.
Why is this so hard?
It's a man. It's not a man. It's Laura Kelly.
It's not a woman. This is not who we're trying to get to win, right?
That is it, man.
All right, vote for whoever you want. There's no way she's winning.
Laura Kelly?
There's no way that woman is winning.
I swear to God, go to the Cards Against Humanity thing. I swear it was a different
person.
No, but
that was a district thing, not governor.
That was a Senate, or it's something in that Congress.
Yeah, it's like district representative or whatever, you know.
Interesting.
How do I search for
political
that?
Pack?
What was it called?
Political pack. Sure. That.
I don't think this is it, man.
Sure. Just click on the store. Find it.
I don't think it's there, man.
Dude.
Oh, is it this one? Cards Against Humanity saves America.com?
That would be it.
Does that make it? Hey,
it?
Bunny, how are you doing?
That's not it.
This isn't it either.
That's not it. Stops the wall.
Dude, they do too much. They do too much.
Midterm pack. There it was. Midterm pack. That one.
Should totally vote by it. Lots of little stuff gets passed or not during the midterms. Get Taylor, I know you mean well. You gotta... You know how, like... Here we go. Cards get you any hacks to get the election. You know how, like, D.C. is, like, the only place in the nation...
I'm voting, Taylor. Get off my back.
...that has taxation without representation because they're a district?
Yeah.
You know? Kansas is kind of like that. Like, 30 years from now, might be different. Okay? Because all the old people are going to die. Mm-hmm. But literally, people ride their horses and their combines to the voting... And they all vote red every time, no matter what. It could say Adolf Hitler literally wants to eat your babies, and if you vote for this man, he will eat your babies. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. Please don't vote for this man. But with an R in parentheses, and they'll be like, I'm voting for that man. You know? And the blue could be Jesus Christ, and it won't matter. Oh, who's Jesus Christ? That is not something I want in my office.
Sounds like that Mexican down
there. Yeah,
we're
getting rid of him.
Yeah, he's probably an illegal.
So there's just no reason. Mm-hmm. For me to get up out of my chair and go vote.
I mean, there's a reason.
There's no reason. What's the reason?
Like your moral compass. Show your child
my moral compass.
Participate in a democracy.
If that was the reason, then we would all look at our parents who put us in this situation. You know, I'm going to look
and
at
stab
it.
Stab them?
Like,
I don't, like what do you want to do?
Like 20 years, Aaron's going to look at me and be like, how is the earth on fire right now? I'm be like, I had nothing to do with it, son.
Earth,
you know,
will be actually frozen. It will be frozen.
Either way, we're dead. It doesn't matter if it's on fire
we
or we're
dead. We can survive freezing. We can't survive being burned on fire.
I can't survive outdoors. Until after I play Red Dead.
The earth goes into curves, man. Hot and then cold and then hot.
Yeah,
and
this
then
one.
Cold.
This is the one.
That's
James Thompson. Yeah, I hear a lot about this
that's
guy.
For Congress, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Whatever.
Dude supports believes
win.
In the legalization, the taxation, the regulation.
Yeah, but we already looked at this
alone.
And then you yelled, you're like, oh, Medicare, and then you yelled at Canadians because they were lying to you about how great their health care is.
That's very true.
You just went full Chuck Hardwood on it.
Chuck Hardwood on
but now
a lot
Chuck
of
Hardwood cosplays as Colby and it's worrisome. Mm. If you vote for Kobach, our friendship's over.
I'm going Kobach.
Right in Pinella, it would be better.
Well, okay, I might not on the governor, because...
Okay. The other races don't matter. Just don't put him in there. He's an idiot.
I mean, if he's going to be another Sam Brownback,
he's
absolutely
absolutely
not.
He might be worse.
Yeah, no.
He might be worse.
No. I don't know. Nobody knows how to run Kansas, man. It's
no.
fucking Kansas.
Dude, it's worthless.
Yeah. Hurry your son's age up. Let's
Why?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm with you. All right? I'm with you. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for all the old people to stop voting.
That's not going to happen.
I know. Like,
because we become old people, and then Chuck Hardwood takes more and more
I don't.
Over, man.
I get more angry. I get more. I get more angry at Chuck Hardwoods of the world the older I get. What's happening is you're turning into Trump. And I'm turning into whatever NPR is. That's what's happening. We're dividing ourselves.
Minus Trump's crazy ass.
Yeah.
I'd turn into Trump. I like his conservative
Trump
views.
Trump wasn't the right thing to call
specifically not
you.
On abortion and gays.
Well, that's part of the rage that I have.
Those
like, not
two
the
are the,
like,
the
we were
Republicans
driving,
don't have
remember,
right.
We and Chris were just, I think we were just going out to get food on like Tuesday and we had the radio on. And Chris Kobach's ad come out and the entire ad, all 30 seconds of it was like, Chris Kobach is the only nominee who is both pro-life and pro-gun. And I'm like, is that the only
those
thing?
Those are kind of conflicting views.
No, it's not because the whole idea, well it is, but the whole idea is that the old people go, we got a lot of Catholics. We got a lot of old people. Old people love their guns. Catholics love their babies. Apparently a little too much, by the way. Okay?
Because of molestation.
All right, I just want to make sure that that's very clear that I haven't forgotten about that. All that gets swept under the rug, you know? Anyway, but that's the only thing that matters in Kansas.
What?
It's the only thing that matters in Kansas, man, is pro-life.
Yep. A lot of Catholics.
A lot of Catholics, man. That's all that people care about. So, like, it's stupid. It's like, he's not, you know how much pro-life or
I support pro-choice to an extent.
To me, it doesn't matter what you support or don't support. You know what's important? That our roads aren't riddled with holes.
yep.
that our government employees
hey,
get
man,
a paycheck.
Get off whoever's running this state right now, because there's road construction fucking everywhere.
That's our city, though.
Yeah.
Okay, what about all the governments losing money? The fact that, like...
Dude, we held an estate sale of dildos. We made our money back, bro. You Google Kansas in the news.
I've
that's
heard
the
that,
first
yeah.
story you get.
They sold all that erotica shop,
yes.
right? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that
they confiscated a lot of sex toys and just sold them off an auction.
We did that. By the way, that's probably good. Helps with less sex. Means more
yeah,
options
man.
For pro-life.
I don't understand.
Because abstinence is the best policy, right? Hey, J-Bar, welcome.
J-Bar.
I'm just saying, man. I don't really care if your views are one way or the other. You're entitled to your opinion. What I
you
care
about... You should be able to get things done.
Well, the entire ad was about those two.
I don't give a fuck about those.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The whole thing is trivial, and that's
but
what
then
he's
again, we're probably not going to vote. You know who's going to vote?
I thought you were already voting.
Old Clara down the street who really doesn't want her daughter to get an abortion because she likes grandchildren. You weren't expecting that there, would you?
I was not.
Oh, man.
I was not. Taylor, I can't. I've already not registered. The deadline's passed. I'm not voting. It's all caps.
I am registered, and I'm going to vote.
He's not going to vote.
I'm going to vote.
There's no chance.
It's a great excuse to get off of work.
That's true.
I'll be like, yeah, there was a long line. And go
I think I should have voted. God, it was a really stressful like last month for me, and just like everything was yelling at me to vote, you know, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, Discord told me to vote.
Well, and the sad thing is I just don't know who to vote for.
Right.
I know. Regardless, Democrat, Republican, I don't give a fuck. Who is the better person?
I don't have the
time to research that information.
I know who to not vote for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's the Republican. You know?
Right, but, well, no, it's not even that. Like, generally, I do just vote all Ds, you know, in my life and in the voting booth. But, but like, I know to not vote Kris Kobach, you know, like, because I hear he's literally worse than Brownback.
Yeah.
Like, I hear he's awful. So, but there's always, like, 40 other options. Like, you Google it, and it's like, there's the old lady, and there's the old white man, and those are your two options here in Kansas. Then you go to the voting booth, and it's like, all right, here's Kris Kobach, here's the old lady, here's 30 pounds of whale vomit also on the ballot, and you're...
No, there's a lot of other things on the ballot, but you just don't... They're not for governor, they're for other different
things.
No,
there's other people. Can I Google it? I
think we can
look at it, right?
It's because the Democratic Party wants you to...
Oh my God, we only got 10 minutes left. Okay, babe, I'll text. Thank you.
Yeah, text. Text the thing. Back to what I was saying.
Yes, continue.
It's because the Democratic Party committee, the DNC, is paying for social media ads to get you to go to vote for the Democratic Party to show Trump he's doing poorly.
Well, Trump is doing poorly.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Dude, our economy's great. My stocks have gone up like crazy.
I don't care at all.
Bitcoin, however, is down like ridiculous.
Okay, so let's see. Who's running for... I don't want to enter my home address. Can I just do like Wichita? Oh my God. See, look how long it's taking to load candidates. You see this? Okay, so here's our ballot. Here's our ballot, okay? So I'd vote Thompson. Who would you vote
for? I'm going Estes, man.
Dude, okay, I don't really care one way
or the other. He's the incumbent. He's going to win.
He will. Oh, okay, first of all.
I'm going for the winning party.
Every single person that has an R in parentheses is going to win, okay? When we look back at this in 3 weeks, we'll be like prophets, only it's not impressive because Kansas, hence why I don't vote, okay? Yeah. All right, so Estes is going to win 100%, even though he literally looks like a human Shrek that has a melatonin problem.
He does very much look like Shrek.
It's really upsetting to me, actually. This guy's going to win, even though look at his photo. Hey, baby, you want to vote for Scott Schwab?
What even is that? Candidates for Kansas Secretary of State?
About my taskbar on top. Look, I have a webcam on the top of this monitor that covers up the bottom of this monitor.
Show him the camera. Show him the camera, bro.
It's this camera.
This camera. Point your finger at it. Yeah, see? All right. The monitor's right above that.
I can't see.
He can't have it on the bottom.
Don't shame me. Anyway, what were we talking about? Okay. See, five people in there for governor. Five of them. Five of them.
I'm going to vote Jeff Caldwell.
Dude, I would rather you vote for him than Chris Kobach. All right? Vote for Rick Kloos.
Look at Kobach, though, man. Look at him.
Yeah, that looks like a man who's literally...
He looks like Tom Brady.
He does kind of look like Tom Brady.
The standard white guy fucking smile, man. That's Tom Brady. I'm voting for Tom Brady.
This man looks like you in all your social media posts that you're forced to smile for. Do not vote for Chris Kobach. Our friendship will end. Okay?
Too bad.
It won't end. I'm going to move in.
Why does he want to vote down schools, man?
His idea is that he's going to funnel all the education money into other things. He has a plan like Sam Brownback did to use our tax money in a different way to improve our economy. And all Sam Brownback did, I think his plan was take our money, put it in an industrial toilet, and hit the industrial flush. That's what he wants to do, but instead of a toilet, he wants to use a bidet first.
Oh, okay.
That's all he wants to do.
That's better, man.
He's the worst.
I'm going libertarian.
That's fine.
Well, okay, libertarians are against...
It doesn't matter.
No, libertarians are against the federal government. See, the state government is what is supposed to provide the education funds for the education needs of the state. The federal government isn't supposed to do that.
Right.
That's why, like, Gary Johnson, I believe, was the libertarian candidate for the last presidential election.
Okay.
He wanted to get rid of a couple different, you know, institutions of the government, like Department of Education.
So are you saying that Jeff Caldwell will do nothing? Because he's a libertarian?
No,
so he's just
he should do something because he is the governor of a state, not the president.
Here's what it is.
Federal and state governments are completely different.
You see this lady?
Yeah.
She ain't gonna win.
She ain't gonna do shit when she wins either.
She isn't gonna win.
She's gonna take more of our tax dollars and give it to poor people on the street that are living, doing nothing.
Thank God. I'm one of those poor people that needs her free money.
You are doing stuff, though.
Also,
you can write off a lot of this on your taxes.
I haven't bought anything!
Well, it doesn't matter. What do you use here for your job?
I'm going to.
You can write off everything in this room for your job!
I'm gonna go ahead and just give you a check towards the end of the year that I'm gonna need you to give back to me as a gift.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to write that off as design work, if that's okay with you. We're going to kind of launder money.
I will go to jail for you, bro.
I don't think you'd go to jail.
You sure?
Yeah, because you could just be like, he said he needed a loan back, and I, you know, he's been my friend, so I just forgave the debt.
Okay.
But well. I just admitted to tax fraud on rent.
No, what are you, allegedly, what?
No, there's no tax fraud. First of all, I can't do that because I can't write him a check because I don't have any money to give him.
You can write me a check, I just won't cash it.
Well, right, but if you don't cash it, then I can't actually say that money left.
But you have a physical copy of that. Well, no, you don't.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm too poor to launder money. That's the point. You have to write off so much for tax fraud, it even makes a difference in return. Thank you, J-Bar, for being the voice of reason.
Yes, it's not going to be the same as if you're getting your taxes taken out of a paycheck from a regular job every month. But you can still write off a lot of what you do on your taxes.
I write off the square footage of this room.
Yep.
I write off.
You should do the entire apartment.
But, like, the hardest, I can't. Because technically, I don't work out there.
Technically, you need to go out there to be able to work in here. Do you piss in this room?
That's not how taxes work.
Do you piss and pee and poop in this room?
I feel something.
Do you
feel like
eat
I have to.
From this room? No.
I do eat in here.
No, you have to go out there to make the food.
I do. That's true. I do have to go out there.
The IRS is not going to come down on you for a fucking extra 400 square feet.
They will not, first of all, come down on me at all because I make so little money they don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, technically that is the tax law. It's only where I actually work. Like, TurboTax is very... Okay, back to this, man. Back to this. Rick Kloos. Let's click Rick Kloos. Let's see what he's about.
Who's Rick Kloos?
This is Rick Kloos. He's an independent candidate for governor. That's it. That's all it says. That's all it says about him.
Yeah, and this is the sad thing is, too. We're in Kansas.
See,
nobody gives a shit...
Look at Carl Brewer.
...about anything. Look, what?
Carl Brewer, man.
What?
See, this is why you know it's made up. See, Jeff Coyler right here, Collier, he was in the primary. He lost by, what is that, less than 400 votes?
Mm-hmm.
That's fraud, man. You know that Tom Brady's out deflating ballots.
No,
you know he is, to get his name in there for governor.
So he was running as a Republican primary, but he didn't get in, so now he's running as an independent?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, if he's on the ballot...
He's not.
Candidates for governor. Recluse.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about Jeff Coyler.
Caldwell?
Collier. No, Collier.
Caldwell.
Collier. It's a different guy.
Who are you talking about then? So he's not running then?
Look, right here. Okay, this is the primary.
Collier, gone.
Jeff
Why
Collier.
Why do we have everyone named the same?
Right here, we got Jeff Coyler.
Gotcha.
Right here, okay? He's not running. He lost already.
Yeah, then that man deflated some
Okay,
votes.
Attorney General, incumbent.
I don't give a shit about anything statewide.
Ruth Goff, all right?
I don't give a shit about anything statewide.
Vicky Schmidt.
Like, I think I'm just going to go in and vote all women. How about that?
Dude, this is the guy who owns Hartman Arena. That's Chris Kobach's running mate. The man who charges $15 for parking at a place that's powered by one big windmill is going to be the lieutenant governor.
Me and Bert are going there for a country concert.
When you're there at
January.
That concert and you pay $45 for a Coors Light, you remember that if you vote for Chris Kobach, you're voting for that man, all right? I do think voting for all women's a good idea, though.
I'm just going to vote all women.
What about, can you please, no matter what you do, make me a promise that you will vote for Rob Hodgkinson, the man with the greatest mustache in the planet, for Secretary of State, which I'm not even sure why we need a Secretary of State. Why does a state need a Secretary of State?
I don't know,
Does
man.
The Secretary of State go to, like, Iraq and do diplomacy? Like, what's this person do? Go to Leon,
Kansas?
We're
doing diplomacy with Arkansas, right?
This man's...
They're taking our jobs, and we need them back.
They took... Our germs! The point is that voting in Kansas doesn't matter. Please don't shame me. He's bamming. You think he looks like Emerald, J-Bar? Is that what the joke is?
Bam!
Hey, J-Bar took our jobs, man! Ban him! Get rid of him.
Shame, shame, shame. What shame?
Taylor's shaming me because I'm not voting.
Oh. Okay.
I said don't shame me because it doesn't matter in Kansas. Taylor's right. I should have voted. I should have. If I was already the point is that I it's
well it doesn't even matter here in Kansas.
It doesn't
There's
matter.
Only one that's federal government level because
yes.
Fucking we had the earlier one this early year cuz oh fuck what's his name?
When did Brownback run, man?
Dole.
2004? No, what year is it? 2004. I just subtracted 10 years.
Done 10?
It would be 2014.
What?
The election's in 2018. It's every 4 years,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, 2014 Kansas election results. Let's look.
Who's the guy who got taken up to, like, the head of the CIA?
See, look at this. This is Kansas for last week's guy.
Pompeo,
yeah.
Pompeo.
He's from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, just as an example.
And he was House of Representatives.
Right.
I think.
Well, he was our representative here in Wichita.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he got taken.
That's
so
who
we
Estes
had an
replaced.
Early election.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
was
who
that,
Estes
what that
replaced.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Estes ran.
So wait.
Estes has only been in office for like 3 or 4 months.
You sure?
Positive. Because he...
Well, then why don't we have a Senate and a House vote?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think we early voted for the House because we needed a rep because
okay.
Pompeo went up.
See, Taylor goes some blue in here. Okay, here we go. This is Riley County. All right, this is where K-State is. This is where I used to live. All right? Literally the first week I moved to Manhattan, the chalk art on the sidewalk at K-State University said vote Republican. So honestly, the fact that that's blue shows how much our generation...
Won by a point.
Because 4 years ago, right. Like, blue, that's impressive. Topeka area, okay, and Jefferson and Douglas especially. Douglas is where Lawrence is, okay? Every 6 feet in Douglas, you catch herpes because there's just orgies everywhere. It's one of the greatest places on earth.
Yeah, man.
If you've never been to Lawrence, go there.
Liberals
it's fantastic.
Out the ass.
Right, so
there.
Also it should be noted that Topeka, our state capital, also voted blue. Okay, that's a bad sign. Okay, the people who live in trailer parks and tornado-destroyed houses up there at Topeka. You ever been to Topeka?
That's great.
Have you ever seen the movie Mad Max? Because that's what Topeka looks like, all right? It's horrible.
It does not.
It does. It's horrible, okay? So this cluster over here, and then this is Kansas City. It doesn't count. It's essentially Missouri, all right? I don't know what this place is. Lyon County, all right? I think that they probably just didn't have a wheelchair-accessible ballot place that day, and so a lot of people didn't get to vote. That's my only—I don't even know what cities are in Lyon County.
Emporia?
No, Emporia is in this county. Marion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows. No one knows. This one, that's where Pittsburgh is. That's another college. So literally the college states are blue. But the only one that's really blue is Lawrence. Like, this is barely blue.
What's Wichita?
Wichita, right here, man. It was close.
2 points, yeah.
It was close.
2,000 votes.
Right. It's close. Let's say, like, look at this. You guys see any blue on this map? That's because it doesn't matter. You don't know where Kansas is? It's right in the middle. That's where it is.
Okay, well, now we need to wait until a week after and then see what this map looks like then.
Right, but then Taylor's going to...
I'm very curious.
But then Taylor's going to say what she says now. She's going to be like, it's light. If you would have brought your fat ass out there and voted, would have been
one
different.
One vote ain't going to change a 2,000.
In fact, Colby will probably cancel out my vote.
Yep.
So there you go.
I ain't voting Republican for the governor.
Let's do this.
I'm voting
okay?
Ron Estes back in.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Because fuck the Democrats, they could suck it.
With the exception of Kobach, which I know you're not gonna vote for because you know I'm serious about moving in with you, Chris Loser Johnson.
I don't like the. Well, I'm voting all women.
Okay.
So damn it.
All right.
I fucked myself.
Besides,
but there is no woman in the Ron Estes.
That's what
other
I'm saying. Besides that candidate,
campaign.
You're gonna vote pretty much all R's. Because
I'm gonna go
in,
all women.
You're turning into Chuck Hardwood.
I'm going all women.
All right. You're not really gonna do that.
I'm doing all women,
dude. I would love that. I would love some diversity in government because men clearly stupider than women.
Yeah.
Clearly. All right? We might be better at running businesses or whatever, but we're dumb.
Like dealing with trade and like deals and things.
Right.
I feel like we could do better, but yeah, like actually organizing and like
common
acting
sense
upon
thinking,
things.
Common sense thinking.
That.
All right.
Definitely women.
I feel like women.
I'm very common sense based, man.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
What common sense made you dress in a winter outfit, chugging whiskey in the world's
because
hottest
it
room?
It is cold outside,
but
you
it's not in
asshole.
Here. It's not in here, though. You're going to hate with the sausage part. Hey, don't assume my gender. Maybe I'm trans. I'm not. I don't. Although, I could pull off a nice.
Well, thanks for the follow, man.
Yeah, J-Bar's a good guy. He hangs out at my stream a lot. He's a cool dude.
Bye-bye, friend.
See you later, J-Bar. Thanks for hanging out, man. See you later. Oh, we should probably stop and play our stupid game.
Oh, yeah, it is 802.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
So since you're going to start just voting Republican, okay, let's not do it this because you're voting all women this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let's be honest. 2 years from now, this change from Colby on the left to Chuck Hardwood Colby, you're not completely Chuck Hardwood at this point.
Okay,
but this
well,
happened
the reason
over the last
why I've
year?
Changed is because the left has changed from what it was.
No.
I watched this specific person.
I tell you
his
what, his
name is Cenk Uygur. Okay? He runs the Young Turks on YouTube. The man used to be
89?
A fucking goddamn Lone Ranger.
See you later,
on the West.
Yeah.
Just pow, 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 fucking Republicans left or right.
Okay.
Saying whatever he wanted.
Okay.
Until the Me Too movement.
Okay.
And like, anything you say, microaggression started.
Yeah, okay.
Ever since then, he's been a tamed wolf. He is calmed down on what he says.
Oh, because he's worried about the blowback?
Yeah, because he's worried about what people are going to think if he says certain things.
Well, that you can't blame
him. I'm blaming him, man! Say what you want to fucking say! Take the heat from the stupid liberals who are going to get upset because you said a word. Oh, you said a word, man. People fucking get shot across the fucking ocean because we're trying to defend our freedom to say, oh, you gave me a microaggression.
Dude, I think you're really focusing on this microaggression stuff.
No, I don't give a fuck. You if you think because I say YouTube. Something I deserve to go to jail, then fuck you.
Yeah, but those people can't actually send you to jail.
No, they can't, but they're getting closer.
The point is,
how much Democratic power do you think before they repeal the Second Amendment?
What's
and then if
one?
They do that, that's the guns. If
okay,
they do
goodbye.
That, then they could repeal the first.
What's that
which
one?
Is freedom of speech.
Except that the Republican president right now is literally closest to not repealing it, but basically ignoring it.
How?
Well, he doesn't let certain press into certain places.
He does.
He monitors.
That's not freedom of speech. They can speak whatever the fuck they want. They're just not in certain rooms.
Yeah, but it's the White House. It's not Cargill.
It's regardless,
I
they can
own
hear
the White House,
the
man.
Fucking interviews that they record the entirety of from any other network.
Yeah, but then they
also he's not doing that because CNN is still in every fucking White House press conference ever.
I don't know.
They can say whatever they want. Everyone has access to the president of what he has to say from legitimate press organizations.
No, I agree with that. Okay.
Then your point's invalid. Well, he's not taking away free speech.
Here's my point.
Democrats are. If you want to say that I'm going to go to jail because I call a transgender he instead of a they, then you could fucking die. You can fuck off to Canada because that's what they're doing there, bro. You can go to jail for doing that up there.
No, you can.
You can.
You can.
Oh, you can
go
think, oh,
jail.
You're right all you want, but yeah, you fucking
you
can, bro.
Where?
You can.
Let's find one news.
Up in Canada,
Canadians,
man.
Canadians.
Oh, my God.
Canadians in jail for saying the wrong pronoun.
The pronoun?
Shut up, dude. I'm Matthew. Pronoun. No, pronouns won't send you to jail. First one. Canadian lawmaker.
Yep. Who runs Google, man? Who runs
Google? Who runs Google, man?
Are they liberals?
I'll tell you one thing. McGill Daily doesn't sound like any type of
How about
of
the
reputable.
One right below it?
How about this one, Fox News? Not real news. No jail in Canada for misusing gender pronouns from Fox News. That's your Bible, man. That's Chuck Hardwood's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe reads too much Facebook. Yeah, that's what it is. Here,
you're going too hard. Let's play our game, man.
No! We can't end with Chuck Hardwood coming out here and spewing his nonsense into these microphones. Here's the thing, all right? And I'm not saying that you're doing this, but you're doing this. Here's the irony of the whole thing. All right.
I'm not saying you're doing this.
You're doing it.
But you're doing
it. You're doing it. But you're not doing it, but you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, by these people, I mean you specifically right now, that talk about these microaggressions of people not being able to say what they want to say and all this stuff. Like, you got to understand that it's like a tug of war. Okay? So one side is you get to go to jail for saying bad words. But the other side is I should be able to call someone an N-word to their face. Okay? And there's always going to be that back and forth, just jerking of tug of ropes, just jerking the ropes at all times, okay? There's always going to be that, all right? I want to be in the mud, staying cool like a pig, while everyone else fights around me, all right? I used to be Republican-leaning, just like you, or I think. Like, I believe in, like, fiscal responsibility. And, like, I think businesses should have all these tax things because I'm a businessman. And I want tax places, all right? I want havens for my tax money, okay? I want those things. What I don't want is anything to stop people from getting married. I don't want people to not be able to have abortions.
Agreed.
And all of these not you, but these people that have these similar opinions to what you're yelling about, they yell about that and you agree with it. But now in today's world, these people are also bucketed in with all of the other crazy stuff. So, like, you may be really passionate about this, but you know who else is passionate about this? The people with the tiki torches.
Well, yeah, but you can also say the fact that you believe in abortion and the ability to choose.
I want to go on the record.
The ability
more
to choose.
Be aborted.
And gay marriage and everything like that. But then there's also the far left that believes if you're a white male, then you don't have as much say as a minority or a white woman or any woman for that matter.
You know what? I'm fine with that.
No.
Yeah, that's less responsibility.
No, I'm a fucking human being. I got as much right as you or anyone to say what I want to say. Regardless of if you like it, you can go cry in your little corner about it. I don't give a fuck. But if you make laws about me saying what I want to say, then you could fuck right off. That's all I'm saying. There might be a miscommunication between, like, you don't have the right to tell me that shit.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. You have all the right to say what you want to say and make me think however you want me to think. But I have no right to do that.
Here's the difference.
I have all the right to not do that.
This is honestly my opinion because I totally agree with you. Okay, I don't think ever laws will be like that. But if it ever did happen, I would be against it.
Yeah.
Clearly, I would be because I do this for a living. Okay, I just literally yelled into the camera. I hope abortion's more abortion.
Well, and you also said Taylor's a woman and that or whatever earlier.
She's smarter than men. That's a fact.
Well, before that.
Oh, that was that was a good joke. That was a good joke. She couldn't name the baby because she's a woman. She has no opinion. Yeah, that's there you okay. Go. Here's the thing. I believe that most of, like, the guy you talked about on Sunday who wrote that book, okay? The one about that that I was just like, why is this a thing? Okay? Those people are just, they're haters. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're the YouTube comment, bottom of the barrel dreck.
They hate too much over trying to find common ground.
It's not only that, they want attention.
Mm-hmm.
They want to start these controversies. Yeah. So they can then yell about the controversy that is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
They create their own news so they can yell about the news. That's what they do. I Twitch broadcast 50 hours a week, every week. I call everyone who comes to my chat, man. Mm-hmm. Every single time. But because they know that I don't know, and that I'm a nice guy, and if you want to be called it, or Chardonnay, or whatever you want, I will call you that because that's what you're a human being, like you said, and that's what you want. I'll call you. I don't care. What do I care what you want to be called? I'll call you whatever you want. If you want me to call you Salami Master for the rest of eternity, I will call you Salami Master. There's a person in my chat right now named El Papa La Papa, okay? That's a weird name. I don't judge him. I'll call him whatever
he wants. El Papa, that's a weird name.
My name is Z Swigs. You know where Z Swigs came from? It came from me trying to be a hip hop master.
Yes,
okay? None of these things on the internet make sense, but I don't have hate in my heart. So I, like, when I make an innocent mistake or I make an innocent assumption, no one gets mad. Except for the people who also want to make controversy. It's these people who go to YouTube and they're like, wow, look at this Me Too lady. It's because they want someone to reply to their comment, hey, you shouldn't do that, man. Because then they rub their erect nipples and they feel good about their life. And I think you shouldn't get so worked up by the... You're getting trolled, bro. You're getting real life trolled. Because you're watching all these YouTube videos who rile you up. So you go and then you go buy Lysol wipes or whatever advertisement happens on that thing. That's how America works, man. I sound like I'm woke again.
Yeah, I'm confused now, bro.
All I'm saying is that these people who have these opinions, they have those opinions because you listen to them. Not because you agree with them, but because you hear me go, you know what, that guy's kind of right. That is an injustice. But there's actually no injustice there. That guy is fabricated something that doesn't really exist in the world. Now, there's always crazy people. It's the same thing with, like, Nazis.
It happens,
Nazis
man.
Exist. They've existed for forever in prisons and stuff.
Yes.
But you don't go around being like, there's actual
right? No.
Nazis.
You saw what I saw. I posted in the poll or the news and politics thing in our Discord. Exclamation point Discord.
Actually,
for all you that aren't there.
Play the game. This is how you tell we don't care about our listeners. Continue, yes.
I said that there's 10%. Crazy fucking leftists.
Yes.
There's 10% crazy fucking rightists, and then everyone's somewhere in the middle.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle. I'm semi towards the right,
but
just because the left is going so damn crazy.
But see, I think the thing is that...
But some leftists are not, and it is bad to generalize.
You got
to
look at it like this, man. These crazy leftists over here, if you're in the middle, they don't look as far away as when you start going to the right.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. Like, and the more...
No, but then
because then the more the crazy right people you listen to, even if you only agree with 10% of what they say, you start seeing
the
it.
The crazy far righters are that much far away from...
Yes! Yes, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. So,
I don't want to be closer to the crazy far left people.
Just that's why you gotta be in the middle, man. Let them get farther away from you,
okay.
And then don't get involved in their mud battle.
That's where I'm at.
Just vote all women. I won't vote. Be fine. And then from here on out,
I'll vote all women just for like us, like you and I will be combined into only women.
That's good. And
however,
then,
I'm sticking with Estes.
That's fine, dude. Vote for Shrek. I don't care. It's not going to matter. Your all vote for women won't mean anything because all the white men will win again. It's Kansas. That's all this whole thing started in the first place.
All right. Sorry, well, that was the show, everybody. Love you. We're 15 minutes late.
Hold on.
But
the joke I wanted to make that started this whole tirade was that in 2018, when the or the 2020, when the presidential one happens and you vote for Republicans again, I'm going to vote Democrats that year, and then I'm going to cancel your vote out, and so I'm going to save us both times, and we won't even have to go.
I'm going to vote. I'm going to cancel your vote out.
That's what I'm saying. So we could both stay home. Because if we both went, our votes wouldn't matter. I'm voting for the opposite of what you vote for.
That's a good point.
So we're both saving each other time.
However, I don't know if I'm going to vote for Trump again.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Please vote. Please clap.
Hey, Bird Law, though. Where's Bird Law been at?
He was up here.
He just came.
Well, lucky him.
All right, we're going to be back like real soon.
Oh, sorry.
I hate you!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I'm three whiskeys deep and you're playing this fucking shit?
I didn't mean to.
I will smack you.
It's one song separated from our actual ending. How am I supposed to know? Three things are going to happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Speakers are on.
Oh my god. You prepared for that. Halloween spooks
behind the tree. I only got one more shot.
Alright, well, I am going to the bathroom, people. I love you.
You're just gonna leave.
Do for the things that he's saying here on the screen, right there. Right here. Do those things. Thank you for being here and listening. I'm going pee because I don't want to listen to this music. So I love you though.
Thanks for calling it music.
Wretch.
Dreck.
Fucking the worst thing. Where'd my thing go?
All right, guys.
Shit. Shit.
What you're seeing now is
shit.
What usually happens
it.
while the starting suit screen is, hey, our video's breaking the video thing again. It's fine. Okay, shut up, lady. Shut up. All right, it's enough. Hey, guys. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play Alien Isolation. It's the last day of Spooky. Okay? So thanks so much for watching the show. If you listen, oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this. We're on Spotify now.
Oh yay!
Yeah, we're on yay, iTunes, Spotify. Google Play, Stitcher.
Woo!
Your mic's loud enough, you can just talk at a regular
Woo!
Volume. You can just talk. Go pee. I'm ending the show. I don't like you back there behind me making faces. We'll see you guys in 5 minutes if you're watching live on Twitch. If you're doing the whole audio thing, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and now Spotify, we're there. Twitter.com/SaidTheColby, Instagram.com/SaidTheColby, Facebook.com/SaidTheColby, SaidTheColby.com for all of the RSS feeds and all that fun stuff. And then we join the Discord. We got stuff happening there. There's merch at RaptorTeeth.live/SaidTheColby. We love you. If you're not going to be here for the game, we'll see you on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Central European time. Otherwise, we'll see you in 5 minutes for Colby Plays Games. Thanks for watching today, guys. Bye-bye, everyone. No. Be right back.